This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We begin the noon hour with a line change as Joel Nelson is now behind the glass. Matty Harkins has left the building, and Joel will be here for the rest of the afternoon. He does a great job, as always. He has his updates coming up at the 20 to 40 in the top of the hour. In the meantime, I want to remind you that the Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. And Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We have open lines. That's my policy. Love to talk to you at 412-928-9370 or on X or Twitter at KD Pump. So we'll begin this hour talking about Mike Sullivan, the 38th head coach in New York Rangers history, fourth since 2021. So they have gone through a lot of coaches, and Chris Drury, very impatient. His team got to the Eastern Conference Finals last year before they lost. And, you know, now Peter Laviolette is without a job, probably for just a little bit, because there are some openings here. There are seven exactly, I think, if I counted this right, seven openings, counting the Penguins. You have the Philadelphia Flyers, and you wonder what Rick Tocchet's going to do, because Tocchet chose to leave Vancouver. I just don't think he felt comfortable out there. And last year, of course, they had that situation with JT Miller and Pettersson, and they got into it. It forced a trade that I don't think they wanted to make, but they made it with the Rangers. So it could be that he ends up in Philadelphia. You know, we'll see. There's also Chicago, which is a team, you know, with Connor Bedard and a few other talented players, but they got a long way to go. Anaheim, same boat. They're trying to, you know, come back from a rebuild that's going to take a lot longer than they probably thought. Seattle. Now, that's interesting because Dan Bylsma was hired there by Ron Francis, and then with 1 year out of it, he fired him. He's gone already. And then Vancouver. So that's, I think that's seven. One, two, three, four, five, six. I'm missing one. Philly, Pittsburgh, Chicago, Anaheim, Seattle, Vancouver. What am I missing, Joel? Is there another one I'm missing here? I thought there were seven openings, but whatever the case, the Penguins are one of them, and now the question is, what will Kyle Dubas do? Will he go with the retread version of some of these coaches, guys who've been in the league, fired, but resurfaced in other places? Or does he go with a college coach or a junior coach or someone that we don't know too much about, or an assistant on another staff? Because there are those guys who are, and you don't know their names as prominently as you do NFL assistant coaches, but there are guys out there who are deserving of an opportunity, and Carberry was one of them with Washington. He ends up making a big difference his first year, and he should win the Jack Adams Award. I don't think there really should be any other name mentioned, given what he's done, on a team that I thought was not going to be anywhere near this good. They have the most points in the Eastern Conference. They win their first playoff game, and now they're on to Carolina in round number two. And really, to set the stage for you, the next round in the Eastern Conference will have Carolina, Washington, and then Florida-Toronto, which will be a very interesting series in that one for sure. Tonight we have a dilemma. If you're in Denver, what do you do here? Joel, I asked this of Matt. I want to get your take on this. If you are a sports fan in Denver, you have two game sevens involving your teams. You have Colorado and Dallas. That one's in Dallas at 8 p.m. That's the hockey game seven. And then you have the L.A. Clippers and the Denver Nuggets in the NBA game seven. That's in Denver at 7:30. So a lot of people will be at the Denver Nuggets game wondering what's happening with the Colorado Avalanche game. But if you're sitting at home, which do you watch? Both? If can you do both at the same time? Or would you choose to do one, shut off your phone, watch one, and then tape the next and just uninterruptedly go to the next one?
Do I have the option of going to any Denver bars, Bob?
Oh, yeah, that's a good option, actually.
If I have that option, that's my move.
Yeah, but again, even
move.
That, even
bar.
Depending on the bar and where you sit in the bar, you may not have the best view of all this stuff. Like, if you're, I'm going to ask that, okay, that's a good option, potentially. But let's say you don't want to do that. What do you do if you're sitting at home? Now, you can go back and forth, but you're going to miss, you know, large chunks of games. What would you do?
It's a good thought. I think I'll probably have, man, oh, man, I'll probably go the Nuggets game on my TV, and then I'll probably have my laptop to stream the Avalanche game, or vice versa, if I'm able to stream whichever. But one on the TV and probably one on my laptop, just in the living room.
You wouldn't just take your time and watch both separately one by one and just devote the whole night to watching two games?
I got to keep up with both live as okay. They happen.
Well, that's an interesting dilemma. They're going to have that tonight. And here's the other dilemma. I want to get your thought, Joel, also before we go to the phone line. So 412-928-9370. So the Jets, number one team, they win the President's Trophy. They are the best team in the NHL, largely because of their goaltender, who will win another Vezina, Connor Hellebuck. Yet, in this series against St. Louis, he has been yanked three times. He's got an .814 save percentage. He looks completely unconfident, like he's lost his fastball here. Do you come back with him at game seven, or do you go to Eric Comrie, who has been, you know, put in three different games when he was pulled, Hellebuck, and he's played pretty well? Do you go with a backup? Do you go with the established guy, knowing that one goal can change the entire direction of a game? It is a game seven, after all.
I think I would end up sticking with Hellebuck, just as the kind of ride or die goalie for the franchise. So I would stick with Hellebuck for tonight's game.
One of the tough decisions they're going to have to make here, and I'd like to hear what you say at 412-928-9370. Who do you go with? Connor Hellebuck, Eric Comrie in goal for the Jets to take on St. Louis, who's, to me, they're playing with house money right now. I don't think people expect them to be involved here to the point where it's a game seven, but they certainly are. The other one that ended was kind of interesting. The Edmonton Oilers, I thought, were dead after two games. L.A. Kings were all over them. They led two games to none. And yet, somehow, some way, Edmonton, in a weird series with some crazy moments, came all the way back and won the next four games. So they'll be very dangerous moving forward as well as they move on in the NHL playoffs. All right, 412-928-9370 is the number to call. I want to talk about Steeler drafts, Steeler quarterbacks. We've been doing that. Derek Harmon, a very solid pick. I like that one as we look back at it. He's a guy who fell to them, really, and there were some concerns about a labrum injury he has. I don't know that's going to be a big deal. At least I hope not. We saw what happened to Troy Fautanu last year, but he needs to be out there. And later in the draft, they came up with Y.A. Black, who's a really solid player for Iowa, and they needed bodies there. They really did, because Cam Hayward, as well as he's played, he is getting up there, and sooner or later, father time wins out on everyone. So you have that situation. You're hoping guys like DeMarvin Leal and Isaiah Loudermilk and Keanu Benton all play better. But you need some people there. That's a tough position to play. They've also, you know, here's the interesting thing now. You can talk to me all you want about potential and whether or not this guy has upside to the point where he's going to be an all-pro. There are guys out there like that. Then there's the other kind that have just put up big numbers in college. So they got both captains from the Ohio State National Championship Buckeyes. Jack Sawyer, who in their admission is a Steeler kind of guy. And he's a very active guy on defense, no question. But he's an edge rusher. They have three of them. I guess it's good to have four, but he's one of those guys they didn't want to pass up on. And then they picked up Will Howard, the offensive captain, on that same national championship team. These are guys who have, you know, big-time resumes in college. If you have a preference there, would you go with that, or would you go with the guys who don't have that much in terms of, you know, career resumes, but they have 1 year of dynamic playmaking? I always think that's a challenge that you have to come up with, because there are players when you select, no matter what round, that you're going to have, you know, guys who have potential, but you haven't seen it enough to know it, to believe it. And I look at a guy like Trey Lance as probably the biggest example of that, most recently a quarterback. When San Francisco chose him, he didn't have a lot of experience. He was a third overall pick, and he's just never turned out to be anything that they can use. And now in Dallas, he's not even being used there. And, you know, bottom line is that's a wasted pick, but that can happen if you go for potential more than anything else. I think it's interesting next year when the draft comes to Pittsburgh, and that'll be a huge event. They had, I think, 700,000 people in Green Bay I got to believe Pittsburgh, because of its drawing area, will have far more than that. Well, when I say far more, you know, maybe 800,000 to 900,000 over the course of this week. And it's more than just the, you know, the Friday, Saturday, Sunday. This is a big time leading up to it. So it'll be well chronicled, all the stuff they have, whether it's, you know, entertainment. And I think most of that will be in Point State Park. They're going to use Acrisure Stadium. You know, final details have not been made, but it's going to be tremendous. And the biggest part of it all would be the Steelers could choose their next franchise quarterback in this draft. They will have, based on my counting here, and I'm not sure how these all fit, but, you know, when you look at comp picks, they're going to have extra ones there. They should have as many as 11 draft picks in 2026. Now, you can't trade some of them because of the way it's structured, but you can't trade others. You can move up. You can do a lot of different things. Next year could be the year to watch when it comes to a big-time quarterback being added to this roster. 412-928-9370, Brian in Bethel Park joins us right now. Brian is on the hotline. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Two quick points, and I'm just going to hang up and listen. One, everybody seems to forget that the Pirates, every single year, increase in value. His value is, what, tenfold what he bought it for? And then the other quick point is, why does Mike Tomlin not hire somebody for replays, for challenges? He's like, he's horrible at them, but that's all I got.
Well, they, you know what, Rich, Brian? They supposedly have somebody up there who does that. I'm not sure who, but you're right. Like, if you have somebody really good, and the Penguins for years had a guy who was tremendous at that, and it saved them. With some of these close plays that you have to make a quick decision. I think that's something that has to be improved, no question about it. Rick joins us right now in Garfield here on the Bob Pompeiani Show. Hello, Rick. How are you?
Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Hey, just a quick suggestion for the Pirates. Obviously, there's a dearth of power hitting on the team right now, and they've got to be looking at packaging a top-level pitching prospect like maybe a Bubba Chandler for somebody's top-level, you know, minor league power hitter, somebody that's on track to hit maybe 30, 35 home runs in the minor league level, drive in maybe 90 to 100 runs. But they're going to have to start giving up some of their assets if they're to really restock or, you know, rebuild this team. Otherwise, we're just kind of spinning our wheels in the mud here.
Wow, it's been spinning for over a decade now. You're right, Rick. Mm-hmm. And you know, they seem to be opposed to that kind of stuff. Now, Chandler is an interesting case because he looks like he's going to be a really, really solid pitcher. However, mm-hmm. in order to get what you need, sometimes you have to part with what you have. That's simply the way it goes in sports. And if you have a need when it comes to power hitters, or at least hitters who can, you know, be, you know, look at what the Washington Nationals have done. You know, or the Cleveland Guardians have done. They've used some of their assets to acquire others, and you know, you gotta take care of the deficits on your roster, and they have plenty of them from an offensive side. I wouldn't be opposed to that, as long as I got guys who I believe through my system and scouts is capable of coming up here and providing a bat. But short of that, they had every moment of this offseason to go out and get some bigger players, bigger offensive bats who were available for a higher price. And they chose to ignore all of that.
And I think the other question, too, is prospect, the high draft prospect, Tamar Johnson, where is he now in the system? He's at AAA. Is there any
I don't think he's at AAA. Is he? Well, I got to find out where he is. He was, you know, he's not at a faster track. Now, he's 21 years old, so he was drafted when he was 17, so there is some time there for that. But he hasn't done all that well, I don't think, this year. I got to check for you because I think it's lower than that. I don't think he's at AAA. If he is, then I missed that. But I would love to see him up here sooner rather than later. You see a lot of teams that have 21-year or 22-year-old guys who immediately make an impact, and he needs to make one.
Yeah, I mean, Tommy Pham is a decent player, but if you're going to lose another 95 games this year, then you might as well start bringing up some people by the All-Star break and letting them play in the field and find out, you know, can they hit it, you know, at the major league level? And if not, then you're going to have to go back into the draft this coming year, and they better focus on finding power hitters from here on out. The pitching staff, you know, seems relatively stable for now, but it's just that dearth of power hitting, and that's what puts people in the stands, too. You know?
Yeah. By the way, Tamar Johnson is hitting .244 in double A, so he's not yet to triple A, but .244 at this point in Altoona. So.
Wow. Well, the progress for him has been pretty slow.
I'm not going to. Yeah, it is slow. Some people take longer than others, and he is only 21, so I'm not willing to give up on that. But yeah, you're right. They got to do a better job of putting together rosters that are competitive rosters.
Yeah.
And you can blame managers all you want, and there's plenty to blame from fundamental play on this team. But at the same time, you got to have more talent. You got to have people who can hit. Bringing in Tommy Pham, and again, I understood he's $4 million. That fits their budget, but it's not what they want. He's been on 10 teams in 12 years. There's a reason for that. You know, and while he may be a, quote, veteran and he's done okay defensively, I think he's one of the top defensive players in terms of runs saved out there. But you can't hit 170 in the starting lineup every day. I don't think he has a home run yet. You know, Brian Hayes, for that matter, has one home run. You know, you do need power in this day and age. You have to be willing and to go out and get it somehow, some way, and they just haven't done it. But thank you for the call, Rick. Really appreciate it.
Take care.
Okay. Have a good day. Now let's go out to Guy in California who joins us, and he normally likes to talk about hockey. Let's see what he's talking about today. What's up, Guy?
Just a little bit, real quick, Bob. I'm looking at the standings in the Eastern Conference, and I'm trying to figure out who the Penguins would allow the Penguins to move up in the top eight. And so you have a Penguin team that has a mixture of veterans and hopefully a good crop of rookies. And so, but you need a coach who's able to go in there and not discipline, but guide the veterans. And I think someone like a Tocchet would be able to do that. But, you know, there's going to be there'll probably be other openings. There's going to be an opening probably in LA. Hiller, the coach there, is a disaster. They collapsed against the Oilers. And I'll just be one other point real quick and I'll get off. You know, I just want to correct what you guys said about, you know, Carolina being a boring team. Maybe.
I didn't say that. Ryan said that, one of our callers. I think they're efficient. I would call them efficient.
I like the word efficient because they've won 7 consecutive first-round playoff wins.
Yeah, Rod Brind'Amour, and no one else in the history of the game has done that.
Well, I think Al Arbor did.
I don't think so. I looked at the records this morning, and if he did, I don't remember exactly, and I apologize to Al Arbor, who's no longer with us. But but I mean, it's really not – you don't normally see that, is what I'm trying to say.
Right, because the Penguins haven't done that since – they haven't won a first-round a playoff since 2018. So so basically my question back to you is what coach could you bring in that would be able to navigate the egos of the veterans and hopefully the talent of the rookies that they'll be bringing in?
Well, again, I the Carberry example in Washington's a good one because he had to do just that. They brought in some new people. But they had the old guard there, specifically Tom Wilson and Alex Ovechkin. They got lucky with a couple of guys who, they didn't have to pay because of injuries, and they saved some money there. But he did a good job meshing, and his system got through, and they believed, even the older guys believed in what they were doing. I think, one thing I've noticed about Mike Sullivan as this season wore on is he got agitated a lot with the messaging that doesn't seem to deliver to his team. Yeah, and when you have guys who are used to playing in their own way, the way they do it, you know, you could preach all you want, but if it doesn't work, then what do you do? Because those are the guys you're counting on. They have the heavy price tags. They are the ones, you know, the Letangs and Carlsons. They're still playing the same way they always do, even though they were trying to not make those kinds of mistakes. Malkin still does the same stuff when it comes to mistakes, mostly in the offensive zone when they occur. So, yeah, you need someone who has a system and will – demand that everyone follows that system and plays that system. So we'll see. It's good. Yeah, there are a lot of names out there. I don't know if I want to go in the retread. I probably, in my view, I'd like to go fresh start with some younger guy.
And you may be right that somebody who knows all the players. I mean, you're talking about, you know, Morozov, the goalie down in West Virginia there. It'll be interesting to see. But I'm just, once again, this last sentence. Looking at those teams in the East, it's going to be hard for them to jump over. Jump over the Canadiens? I don't think so. They have, you know, they have Suzuki and Caulfield. And then you got the two rookies, Demidov and Hudson.
Yeah, Hudson's really good. He's only 19 years old, too. But, hey, Guy, I got to go. I'm up against the break, but I appreciate your take on that, and that'll be one of the things that Kyle Dubas has to do. Jeff is going to join us after the break. Don is going to join us after the break. We have open lines as well at 412-928-9370. This is a Saturday edition of the Bob Pompeiani Show right here on Sports Radio 93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Welcome back. As we continue right here on Sports Radio 93.7, the Fan, got a lot of callers to get to you in 1 second here. I want to remind you the second annual Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union will take place on June 5th and 6th. This year, the broadcast will take place at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. You can donate now at 93.7thefan.com to help support local volunteer fire departments in our area. These are unsung heroes, ladies and gentlemen. They do great work, especially when you never think you may need them, but when you do, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's all brought to you by Charles Leach Insurance, Firehouse Subs, True Fan Travel, People's Natural Gas, and Lewis Anthony Jewelers. That's the 5 Alarm Marathon special on June 5th and 6th right here at 93.7 The Fan. Let's get back to the lines. We got a lot of people want to talk. Jeff joins us right now on line two. Hello, Jeff.
How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good. I want to talk about the Pirates because you said something that struck me, and it was that you need power in the modern age of baseball, and that is 100% true. But if you don't have power, and they clearly don't, then you have to construct a team that's able to play without power. And if you watch this team play, they're fundamentally unsound. They're fundamentally
Correct.
Unsound on defense. They're fundamentally unsound. They cannot bunt. I saw the Yankees bunt against the Pirates. I was watching him a couple weeks ago, and I watched the Braves bunt. I watched three whole hitters bunt. You watch this team on the base path, they're unsound. If you're going to put a team together, the way that Charrington put a team together, then you have to put a team together that has cohesion, and this team has no cohesion. And I think, I don't have any faith in Shelton as a manager, I have less faith that Charrington has the capacity in a small market to construct a team that has cohesion, put together a development staff that can get people to where they need to be and get coaches to put players on the field who are capable of playing the game. And I hate to say look back, but in the way Whitey Herzog did, where you have a guy like Tommy Hurt, second base, and Pendleton before he was Pendleton, they could play baseball so well that they didn't create errors and give runs away. And that's what this team does. Thank you so much, Bob.
Thank you, Jeff. You're right. Tommy Herr, man, he was a guy who, man, I think he led the league in doubles 1 year. He had a lot of RBIs without the benefit of a home run. But you're right. That's, if you're going to not have that, then you have to adjust accordingly and do the things. And if you can't do the things, playing on the margins, as they call it, then you're going to be 12-21, and that's where they are. And this is year six. And it's not like year two or three. It's year six. And at some point, something's got to happen here. So that's what I would expect. Don't know when, but I thought originally at the beginning of the season, if things didn't go right, that at the end of the year, they would make changes. Well, now that has been amplified by a 12-21 start. Don, parts unknown, calls us right here on 93.7 The Fan. Hello, Don.
Hello, Bob, and welcome from the Isle of Malta. I wanted to talk about evaluation and education as it pertains to the Pittsburgh Baseball Club. Before these people are picked up and put in a Pirate uniform, they have to be evaluated. So we trust the people who are supposedly supposed to be there to find the people for our team to put forth a good evaluation. Next, we expect them to be educated when they get here. I don't know if people understand that this is still a learning process. Yeah, you label them pro and you pay them money, but it's like I find it very hard to believe that, you know, with the entire system that we have, that nobody can hit. Now, is that they were A, poorly evaluated from the beginning, or B, nobody knows how the hell to teach hitting? There was a reason why, you know, Ted Williams was a great, great player, but he was a lousy manager. And, you know, and why are people like, you know, Jim Leland, who, did he even get a cup of coffee? I don't know.
A little.
But it's like, but he turned
it was an espresso.
It could have been espresso, but the pinky out. It could be certainly a point where, you know, they're just not being taught. You know, humans are humans. They don't build people any different in New York. You know, they really don't. They may be able to pay them a little bit more. But at what point in time does it come down to the people that are evaluating and the people that are educating are the ones that are the flaws here and not the people that are bringing up? Last thing I want to say to you, thanks again for taking my call. I don't know if you saw my master's press conference yet. That's on limits to do that for you. And I want to volunteer right now to come in this Christmas and back you up on my ukulele while we record Blue Christmas. Thanks again.
Blue Christmas. Blue. And I like a ukulele. That's a good instrument. Thanks, Don.
No, it's downstairs. I can't help you right now.
No, you're right. But, you know, I also, and thanks for the call. I think, yes, the teachers, the coaches, they're responsible. But also the players that you have. If they're not understanding all of this and you know, making the right plays, there's part of the responsibility goes to them too. So it's just a total mess of a situation right now, and it doesn't seem to be changing because the same things happen series in, series out. Mike in Whitehall. Whitehall is next, right? Or it could be Whitehall. Whitehall is Whitehall. Let's go, Mike. How are you?
How you doing? Hey, Bob. Well, before I get that to you real quick, I think a nightly sports call should be on 10 to 11. You don't need all that news on, but that's another story.
You can write in and opine about that, and, you know, it might help.
With the Pirates, granted, their hitting's bad, no doubt about it, but a lot of things going on now, so people don't talk about it. I'm thinking their pitching's overrated. They keep saying the strength. I mean, Paul Skene's aside, although he's been getting roughed up here and there, but Mitch Keller was up and down. Bailey Falter's a journeyman that, I guess, Haney they got. He'll be gone in July. And I don't know if they're really that pitching's – I mean, the hitting's not good either, but I think the pitching's – they keep saying the strength of the team, and I don't think that's much
in
the
theory,
strength,
it is the strength. But I will say this, Mike. A lot of people have come down on Skene's after that last outing. That was the first time he's ever looked that way, I think. And I'd give him a pass on that. I don't expect that to continue. It was one of those days. Four walks, three home runs allowed, all that kind of stuff. You won't see that from him on a regular basis. But – yeah, in theory, you know, Jared Jones, after 1 year, you thought, okay, he's going to be.
I forgot about him.
But, yeah, and he may not be around for another couple of months anyway. But the point is, on paper, it looks good. Then you have to go out and do it. Keller's been up and down, and I still like him as a back-end kind of starter. Andrew Heaney had a couple of really good starts in a row. The last one, again, I thought he was victimized by no offense because he took a scoreless game into the fifth inning. How many goose eggs do you got to put up? You know, he had like 20-some in a row.
And the last thing is about Derek Shelton. I mean, I think he'll be gone soon. But, I mean, of course, Mike Sullivan's gone now. Bad things happen when it did. But I always feel like with him and Tomlin, that Shelton's always had the free passer because people would say to me, he has nothing to work with. And I would tell people, if that's the case, he got a job here for life because he's never going to have anything to work with.
Yeah, and at some point, the record speaks for itself. At least with the other guys, they've had previous success, and they still have teams that can be relevant. So the Pirates have not been relevant since over a decade, and that's the problem, and it continues. And again, I'll start with Bob Nutty more than anybody else. He's the overhead responsible for all aspects of this organization. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate
Thanks,
the call.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too. Appreciate your call. Let's go to Jill in Spears. Hello, Jill. How are you?
Hi, Bob. Oh, my favorite. I want to wish you a lot of luck with your golf tournament again this year.
Well, thank
you. Wonderful, wonderful event. But I was calling about Paul Skenes. Now, you kind of answered it with the last caller, but I remember last year when he came up and went to the All-Star game. He was new. He went in there and blew away the top three hitters in Major League Baseball. And I mean, full of confidence. But it just seems like ever since then, he's throwing more and more pitches. I don't know if he's trying different pitches, but he's gotten a little bit worse. And I mean, how do you explain that?
Well, I look at the velocity, Jill, and that's not been what it was last year either. Now, I know it's 1 month into the season, so I'm willing to wait a little bit on that one. But yeah, I mean, it's certainly the way he came up and took the National League by storm was really tremendous at age 21. And he had to do that in order to fend off Jackson Merrill, who had a wonderful year in San Diego as a rookie of the year. And any other year, he wins it. But Skenes was that much better. So this year's not been all of what we saw last year. Still, he's had some very good performances. And I would expect that to be the norm, not the aberration here. So,
well, that's good to hear. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
They have more problems than him, Jill. That's the problem. It goes well beyond.
Yes.
Paul Skenes, one bad outing. I'm willing to understand that. He'll be back, and I'm sure he'll make a difference as he moves forward. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. One more before we go to break, and that's Jim in Brookline. Hello, Jim. How are you this morning? Or afternoon.
Hey, Bob, how are
Where
you?
Are we? Afternoon now. I'm sorry.
How are you, Bob?
I'm good, thanks.
First and foremost, my condolences for the loss of your friend.
Yeah. Sandy Allison, rest in peace. Tremendous lady, and like I said, she was kind of the face of our golf tournament and why we do it. But thank you.
You're welcome. Listen, one of the most frustrating things for me is Pittsburgh fans. All right, if a pitcher goes out, a mediocre pitcher goes out and throws a phenomenal game, it's not like Pittsburgh fans are like, oh, this guy is going to be fantastic. You have Paul Skenes go out and have one bad outing, and everyone loses their mind. You know, the Pirates' problem is Mark Skenes having one bad outing. It starts at the top with Nutting, the general manager, and we have to get rid of the manager. I don't think guys play well or perform well when the team is doing as poorly as it is collectively. And I also think
it has a negative effect on people, maybe like Paul Skenes. You know, you go through this over and over again where you don't get the kind of support you need in terms of offense. It makes you pitch a little bit differently, maybe. You know, you know you're in a very fine line. You can't. And that's what I thought Andrew Heaney was doing. He had two very good outings in a row, you know, shutouts. And then in that last outing, he's four innings. He put 11 up, 11 down at one point, and then it's still scoreless in the fifth inning. So at some point, the offense should make life a little easier for pitchers at times.
Absolutely, I agree. Thanks for taking my call, Bob.
All right, Jim, thank you for the call. We do appreciate that at 412-928-9370. Once again, want to thank our sponsors at PNC Bank. Make today the day and check out all the good stuff they have on their virtual wallet. It is something that changes your financial freedom. Believe me, it does for me because I can't add or subtract, so it does it all for me. Also, number one Cochrane, go one better, ride in style. Number one Cochrane, so many different places you can go and shop. And it's the title sponsor of our number one Cochrane Sports Showdown. That's on tomorrow night, every Sunday night, 11:35. Shendarovich, and Fishman, where you know they got your back and not your wallet. We'll be back to wrap things up. More calls, too. 412-928-9370. Let me know what you think. Jason Mackey, top of the hour. We're back after this update from Joel Nelson.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Once again, a reminder to you, tomorrow night, 11:35, it's the number one Cochrane Sports Showdown. On the program will be Andrew Filippone, Brian Batko, and Jason Mackey, who will be in here in moments as he takes you through the afternoon, including the North Shore Tavern leadoff show. And the Pirates, man, they better get things together. 12-21, falling fast. I don't know how you turn things around given their offense and given what they've been doing here, but it's just not good enough. Tommy Pham, no home runs. Brian Hayes, one home run. I mean, at some point, you got to get production from people, and they're just not getting it from people you would expect it to be. And so, Valdez has done pretty well, given his time in there, but still not good enough. They've been searching for first basemen forever. I mean, at some point, you got to come up with somebody, and they just haven't done it. They can't draft them, develop them, or bring them in on free agent contracts, and they need to do better. It's as simple as that, and yet it seems so difficult. 412-928-9370. Again, we started this program talking about Mike Sullivan and a friend of mine, Chris. Chris Sheehan, it reminded me the one team I was leaving out of seven openings was the Boston Bruins. I had Philly, the one here in Pittsburgh, Chicago, Anaheim, Seattle, Vancouver, and now the Boston Bruins, all looking for head coaches. So, you know, if you're Kyle Dubas, you got to know, too, that a lot of these guys who are out there being looked at are going to be guys that other teams want and covet as well. And so he seems to be deliberate in this, how long it's going to take. But if you wait too long, you may end up not getting a really guy that you want, because some of these teams are going to be quick to make a decision, I would think. When you have seven openings and only a few, you know, candidates really legitimately that you would want, you better move quickly. One of them is Rick Tocchet, who decided to leave Vancouver. But he's been, you know, through a lot over there in the last year and a half. They had really good success last year. I think they had 109 points. This year they had all sorts of internal problems, and maybe it got too much for him. They offered him a nice contract to stay, even though they didn't pick up his option, and he decided to move on. Where will he land? Would the Penguins be a landing spot? How about Philadelphia? He's played in both places. So we'll see. Chicago, Anaheim, both in major rebuilds. It could be a while there. You got to have some patience, whoever gets that job. Seattle, Vancouver, to different levels in terms of they're not rebuilding, but they're looking for answers quickly. So again, there's pressure that comes with that. Sullivan gets what is believed to be the largest contract in NHL history. No details on it. I believe he was making $6 million here a year, so it's got to be more than that, of course. And we'll find out what that is. But congratulations to him. I mean, he 10 years here, parlayed that into a great opportunity. Of course, it helps to have a GM who's really one of your best confidants, I would think, and Chris Drury, who played for Mike Sullivan, also was with him on the Four Nations and a lot of the USA hockey stuff. And remember, Sullivan's going to be the coach of the USA hockey team in the Olympics coming up in 2026. So there's a lot to like there, and what his staff will be like. It may include John Tortorella or not. We'll see. There's a lot of interesting stuff going on today. I want to set the table for you with, again, I keep bringing this up, the dilemma that Denver sports fans have. They have two game sevens tonight, two of their prominent teams. First off, at 7:30, the LA Clippers have forced game seven with Denver. So the Nuggets will be at home at 7:30. That's winner take all and move on. And then at 8 o'clock, you have the Colorado Avalanche, also based in Denver, of course, against Dallas in Dallas. So if you're one of those channel surfers, man, you got a lot of work to do tonight. Or you can take a different approach. And I think Joel had a good note. Go to a bar if that's where you want to see both. As long as they're both up. Sometimes you go into a bar and you say, okay, I want this up and somebody else wants something else up. And, you know, I don't know. I would stay at home. I would figure out a system. And whether it be record one game, watch the other. And when the other's done, go to the recorded game or not. The one thing you must do if you're interested in doing that theory is you better be off social media because you'll hear and see everything, right, Joel? You don't want to see it. If you're doing that strategy, you got to turn your phone off completely. You won't entertain any thoughts from anyone. You just want to watch in peace.
Just go leave it on like the charger or something in the other room. Another thing we didn't mention was with modern technology now, there are some people who can do a split screen and have two games at once. I'm not crazy about that. If it's only two games, maybe I could do that for like four or really get my money's worth on it, but it is possible to...
Oh, sure. I mean, you can do a lot of that. Still, I want to be engaged in one at a time, really. If I'm looking at from... If I'm covering this team on a local basis or watching, I don't want to be going back and forth and there could be big plays going on and then my attention is diverted from a big play on the other one. So that's how I would do it, but that's old school, I'm sure. By the way, in that Avalanche series, it's interesting. Jared Bednar, who's the head coach of the Avs, is 0-3 in game sevens, where Peter DeBoer, head coach of Dallas, is 8-0. And of course, he's been around different teams, but still 8-0 is a pretty good thing. The other thing, there'll be a game seven coming up tomorrow in the NBA. In case you missed it last night, Golden State lost at home. Houston suffocated them, especially in the fourth quarter defensively. And then Golden State got just crazy, throwing up threes from all over for no reason, but they were down by 17 points. They had to do something. Fred VanVleet, 29 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists. And then Alperen Şengün is a guy, he's 22, man. You watch out for this guy in the NBA. He's really good, 21 points, 14 rebounds. All right, that's going to wrap it up for me today. I really want to appreciate all the people who called in and made this possible. And also a big thank you to those of you who have hit me up on social media. And those who didn't get through, well, try again next week and throughout the course of the week, certainly on the Pomp and Joe Show with Joe Starkey coming up here next Monday. And we'll see what goes on. We need some action, though, in Pittsburgh sports. Things are kind of dead right now. You got to have something propelling the conversation moving forward because the Aaron Rodgers stuff is getting kind of old. But there will be talk about coaches coming and going here. We'll see what Mikhail Dubas will do as well. Tonight, Riverhounds at home. They'll be taking on North Carolina FC. I haven't been home in about a month. If you get down to Highmark Stadium, you'll be treated to a very nice family atmosphere and a beautiful view of the city. And we'll see if they can get on the winning track here at home again. Riverhounds in North Carolina, that game will also be on KDK. Plus, if you can't make it over to Highmark Stadium. Kentucky Derby, journalism is the favorite. That's something a lot of people haven't said recently, but that they're the favorite of 3-1. I like American Promise. Anything American makes me happy. I'll say American Promise will be my pick, although they're 30-1 long shots. But, hey, that's how you make money, right? Coming up, it's Jason Mackey. I want to thank Joel Nelson. Joel, thank you very much for being here, doing all your work. And we'll see you again tomorrow night, 11:35, number one Cochrane Sports Showdown. Every night of the week at 10:35 on KDK Plus, we present the Ireland Contracting Nightly Sports Call. For Joel Nelson, I'm Bob Pompeiani. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Jason Mackey will guide you through the rest of your afternoon right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air.
What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.